spit on. I'm going to be killed. But I'll get up the third day. I'll be raised from the dead the third day. And they just stared at him. We know he's just being deep. We just can't figure it out. That's for many years has been one of my favorite descriptions of a spiritual reality in the New Testament. And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them. Neither knew they the things which were spoken, in case you didn't get it the first time. That's pretty complete right there. All right, last page here. Luke 24, after Jesus died, some of his disciples concluded that they had been mistaken to believe that Jesus was the Messiah. There's a whole story about that in Luke 24. Mark 16, the disciples did not believe that Jesus had been raised from the dead, even when Mary the Magdalene reported that she had seen him. In John 20, Thomas refused to believe his fellow disciples when they told him that the Lord had appeared to them. And in Acts 11, is one case of it, Jesus said some things which his disciples did not understand until years after they were born again. They're still growing in the grace of God years later. Now, does anybody in here have any doubt about what I'm telling you? Nobody knew what was going on but Jesus. That's just as plain and as simple and as basic to understanding Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John as it can be. Minds and hearts can still be blinded to the gospel even during this New Testament time. Even now, God has hidden the truth from many men because it is not given to all men, even now, to comprehend the beauty of the gospel of Jesus. When we consider that no one has ever or can ever comprehend the gospel without first receiving grace from God, we should tremble even as we rejoice if we are allowed to look into the holy things of God. You do not understand the truth of the gospel because you're living in New Testament times. Has nothing to do with it. Has altogether to do with the mercy of God on you as an individual. And that's no small thing. It's been treated as a small thing by many among us, much less others. But it is no small thing. You have been chosen to hear and to understand. And we want to live like that's an honor. When Jesus said these same things to his disciples, it is unlikely that they understood just how true his words were because they were still in the dark as to what he was really doing right before their eyes. This is what Jesus said. Matthew 13, when he told some parables to the people. His disciples approached him and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered and said to them, "Because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him shall be given, and he will overflow. But whoever does not have, even what he has,